Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Very pleased to have with us today United States Congressman Ralph Norman. Normally we sit here and we talk about all the insanity going on down in Washington, D.C., but it appears that we have our own insanity here in your county. I know that Dr. Robert Leslie and his wife Barbara were good friends of yours, as they were of mine, and this is just a horrific day. I mean, to think that the stuff we hear about day in and day out from across the world that we pay a little bit of attention to, but now it's struck home. Here we are in our own hometown, and we're dealing with a tragedy like this.
Really is, Manning, and to end like this, we were friends with the Leslies for over 40 years. He's one of the first people that we had gotten to know when I got out of PC and Robert went to Erskine, went to medical school. But no, just a giant of a man, a brilliant doctor. Ironically, this past Monday, he came up. I was at the bank. He walked up and was talking about his Meniere's disease, his dizziness that he was having, and had a great conversation. Always interested in politics. Barbara was in a singing duo, a trio with Elaine, and they ate lunch together this past Friday.
Oh my.
So it was a tragedy all the way around, and particularly for the remaining family members to lose two children. It's so tragic.
Well, we all know now that the assailant who killed himself last night, Philip Adams, and we'll hear more details at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The Sheriff's Office will be holding a press conference. We'll be carrying that live on WRHI, also on Facebook Live. So we'll get all the details there. But obviously this thing, it gets us right back to what's going on too much of in the world today. It apparently is drugs. And to think that something like an opioid and an addiction to an opioid would result in a tragedy like this is just, I mean, it's just off the charts, off the charts.
And I was talking to some police officers, and how do you, there's no way to prepare for this. This is the last thing Robert would have thought about, treating a patient who gets upset and pulls out a gun and kills, you know, he and his wife and his two children. It's just not, you can't comprehend the horrific nature of this. And children, the why with that will always be with the family members. And Robert, I mean, as you know, is a leader in the community. Mm-hmm. He was, we have done real estate deals with him together, just and as well as skiing and different things. And what a mountain of a man to die like this. He was 70, but he was effectively in his 50s.
Yeah.
He was talking to me Monday about the things he was going to do. He's buying another building downtown, opening up a cancer clinic. He was a man of many talents, and he was an entrepreneur.
He really was.
He was an entrepreneur.
But, you know, his style of patient care is something that I think most people who had an encounter with him wouldn't understand. I don't care whether he had poison ivy or a twisted ankle or whatever the case was. He was just a kind of an old-fashioned doctor who would sit down there and just talk to you about everything under the sun. And, oh, by the way, let's get to the medical issue that you have, because I'd like to know about that as well. I mean, he's just very congenial. He really was.
And he had a dry sense of humor. I went into him one time. I forgot what it was. And he, in a deadpan seriousness, he said, "Ralph, I think you're going to have a lung transplant." I said, "A lung transplant? What are you talking about, Robert?" And that's how he always, he could take the any subject and make it funny. And yet he had a serious side. Camp Joy, they spent weeks taking care of disabled children. He was just a heck of a guy. And his whole family, as we saw all over town, when the Leslie clan got together, whether it was a church or whether it was a country club or wherever, it was a clan.
I told this morning on Palmetto Mornings. I always remember the Sunday brunches at the City Club when the City Club was operational. The biggest table that the City Club had was barely big enough for the Leslie clan. and you roll in there, there'll be Robert and Barbara and their children and their grandchildren. It was just everybody having a grand old time, something like is so typical of America. I mean, all gathered together. But, you know, he also amazed me with his skills in writing. He used to write a column every week in the Charlotte Observer, usually about something in the ER. And then that dovetailed into his professional writing career with a series of books that started with Angels in the ER back in 2008. And I think there's a total of 8 of those books that are out there that are really, they're funny, they're serious, they're, you know, they're spiritual. I mean, it's just amazing. When he says Angels in the ER, he meant that.
He did, and he hit all the topics that you mentioned, and Barbara played a big part in naming it Angels of the in the ER. He didn't name it that originally, but she had a flair that few people realize, and one of the kindest people you'll ever meet. Mm. But they were a good team, and, you know, how can you explain it?
You know, one of the things that I always remember about Barbara, besides her charming personality, she just lit up a room, was this program that she did called Teens Under Fire, Tufts. And she used to take teenage kids from all different types of families. I don't know whether she just had an inkling that they were about to do something wrong or maybe they had done something wrong. And she would grab them by the back of the neck and she would take them down to the morgue. Or she'd take them to the state penitentiary to talk to some convicts. Or she'd take them to the ER to see somebody who had just come in, was all beaten up because of a DUI. And her whole reason for doing that was to wake up the kids as to what can happen, the consequences of making bad decisions.
She had a heart for children. She taught the children used to come down at church, and if they remember the ARP church, and she would have the Bible lesson. She took a great deal of pride with her family. You know, they had 45 to 48 acres, and that kind of, you know, Robert and Barbara built their house, then some of the children, I think they either one or two houses on the property. And they just did things together.
Yeah.
And it was a, he was just a, somebody that you won't forget that, you know, as you mentioned, you don't head the ER up for 15 years. You don't start the businesses that he started and had the following that he really had. And,
you know, it's amazing the number of people who have just reached out to me today since this news. I mean, this became national news. It was on Fox News. It was on every network you can imagine. And people have been, you know, phoning in saying, you know, what's about this? What about that? I knew the Leslies. I knew this. I knew that. I mean, they really had a tremendous impact on this community.
You could call Robert any hour of the night with a problem, and he would answer it. And he was right most of the time. And, you know, he cared about people. He loved people. That's why he was in all of his different ventures. Everybody knew Robert Leslie. he was somebody that in our supper club that we had, he was, as you know, as usual, always the joke teller. Barbara could ad lib with the best of them. She could, the music would stop in the songs that she played with Lucille and my wife, and she just could ad lib. It didn't matter.
I remember when your wife and Barbara did that show, whatever it was, over the Magnolia Room.
Yeah.
And those three together were quite a mess.
Well, get this. They were doing a wedding in Greenville. Somebody got mad, cut the music off. They kept singing anyway. And Barbara's leading the pack.
Well, we hate to see a tragedy like this happen, but I'm sure they would be very, very thankful that we're remembering them this way, because they were just great people. For those of you who have not lived long enough in York County to have known them, you miss somebody. Truly exceptional people.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot of prayers for the children.
Oh.
The mother and father losing both parents and both children. It's not supposed to happen. You know, you dread what they're facing.
I can't imagine. I said if there were to be a public funeral in this time of COVID, I'm not sure there's a church big enough to handle the crowd.
No.
They would be out the door. You'd have to have this thing in a District 3 stadium or something. It's amazing.
Well, he treated so many different people, and again, they would come from all over. He had a office in Myrtle Beach at one time, and he just the same. You met him one time, he was the same. He was as benevolent as a young doctor as he was when he got older. He had, you know, another 20 years at least that he would try to practice medicine. I know 10 at 80. He wouldn't want to give it up because he loved it.
Yeah, good for him. All right, well, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take our mid-program break and remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. When we come back, we're going to get into some of the other things that the congressman is involved with on this special edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, anytime we have a rookie, we got to bring out the cue card. So we got a rookie here today from Ralph's office. His name is Joey. We're going to get you into the swing of things, and we expect to hear something, right? Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week prepared right before your eyes. At the count of three, we do it together. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Have a wonderful day. No, no, no. We'll be back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Your health care can't wait. Piedmont Medical Center has a full-service ER ready to accommodate any health care need. This is Dr. Karen Jenkins, Medical Director of the Emergency Department at Piedmont Medical Center. From trauma care to imaging and lab services, we offer high-quality care with board-certified physicians. Don't delay in an emergency. Count on us to be here for you 24/7, 365 days a year. Learn more about Piedmont Medical Center's emergency room and check in online at mypmc.com/ercheckin.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax your home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 41066.
These days, there are plenty of ways to stay connected to the internet. Laptops, phones, tablets, games, you name it. But the more devices you use in your home, the tougher it is to get a strong, consistent Wi-Fi signal. Comporium's premium Wi-Fi kit adds multiple Wi-Fi access points throughout your home, eliminating dead zones and interference, while spreading your signal more evenly so you can enjoy a better online experience. Right now, get our premium Wi-Fi for only $9.99 per month. Premium Wi-Fi from Comporium. Connect your whole home.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to andersongriggs.com.
Wow, have things changed over the last year? This is Charlie Ruffalo. We're thankful for all your support through this situation, but we've come to a crossroad. Starting immediately, we will close on Sundays. This will allow us time to perform necessary maintenance and deep cleaning and also give us time to prepare for the week to come. But we're still willing to do caterings for special events on Sundays. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause. But remember, we're still open Monday to Saturday. So come enjoy the best subs and salads in town. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for the United States Congressman Ralph Norman, who I understand from informed sources is about to board a plush but not overly ostentatious airliner and head on down to Mexico. God help you. What are you going to do down there, Ralph?
Going to the southern border in El Paso, Texas, and second time I've been there. But, Manning, we just want to see. I know what I'm going to see because I've been there before, but the tragedy that this country is enduring is unbelievable. To have the president and the vice president, who laughed at it, not down there, seeing the humanitarian crisis that we've got is unexplainable. So we're going to see it, and we're going to broadcast it. I understand a lot of the areas is we're unable to take pictures because the press has banned it, which is a complete change from what the Trump administration. But he basically, I think there's 180,000 unattended children come across the line, and with President Trump, it was 79. It's just more than double. And to hear the children crying, being left, dropped from the wall, being left out in the middle of nowhere with their mother's name written on there, it is unexplainable. It really is.
I think Charles Barkley probably summed it up the best. Did you hear Charles Barkley's comments on the Final Four coverage? He basically laid it out there. He says, you know what? Politicians basically are not doing what's best for America. We're pitting white against black. We're pitting rich against poor. Barkley said, you know, I think most people, white and black, are good people. They're good people. But because of what's going on now, we have this this craziness that is resulting in all of this mess that we have right now. I don't understand how any president, whoever the president is, can't realize that his decision on the border has ended up being a huge mistake and not doing anything to try to fix it.
All they offer is words, Manny. All they offer is words. The fact that he allows this to continue. And, you know, we're closely coming to a point of no return. They're busing these illegal immigrants to cities all across America. Once they're bused and let off, guess what? They get on our welfare system. They use our schools. They use our hospitals. And how do you get them back? You don't. And to put 11 to 20 million illegals allow, when did we become the caretaker for all the world? We shouldn't be. And the ones I hate it for, the drug cartels who are making all this money, the poor people who are left in a country where they have no education. It's the reason it's being done is because it's for power. The Democrats want power, and they look on these as voters, and it's sad.
Oh, my. Well, I think it would be a great photo op. Austin, I think this would be a great photo op to see Congressman Norman going to jail because he took some videos and pictures of what he saw. Don't you think that'd be good for you?
Yeah, we do.
I think I would tell them, as a United States congressman, you ain't going to tell me what I'm going to do. If I'm down here and I'm going to see it, I'm going to bring it home to my constituents.
Well, the Oversight Committee is going. James Comer, who's the ranking member, will go. We got a group going. And we're going to tell it like it is and let the American people have a glimpse of what this president and this administration is doing to this country that cannot be backtracked. You cannot change it. And, it's like the other things that he's doing. I mean, have you filled up your car with gas lately? Have you paid the per gallon price? We were energy independent. Now we're dependent on foreign countries. How crazy is that? But the infrastructure package is 6% of the $2.3 trillion with no offsets and no thought for the debt that this country is facing. The list goes on and on, but thank God for midterms, and we've got to have we the people getting involved. If we don't, then this country will never be the same, and I don't know that they can recover, to be honest with you.
Well, I don't know how you could handle roughly a $30 trillion debt. I
mean, pick a number. Every agency, Social Security, Transportation Committee, Medicare, Medicaid, name it. They're all running out of money. And the federal government, the states created the federal government, the federal government created the states. And the mandates that they're putting is insane.
And what about this H.R. 1?
Oh, my God.
I mean, what are they doing here?
They want the Socialist Democrats want to control the votes where they don't have to have an election. I will say this. If it passes, and I know Lindsey Graham and Senator Scott are doing everything they can to stop it, we won't ever have another election because to not have voter ID, that's not racist.
Tim Scott was on the Hannity radio program yesterday afternoon. And we played this excerpt back again this morning. He said the Democratic Party right now is trying to spin a narrative that we're living in the 1820s or maybe the 1920s. Guys, we're in 2021, and this is not America. He cited a number of statistics about voter ID, namely that they had the greatest turnout in Georgia election history in 2020. Where they had to show the voter ID, right? And 70% of the African-American voters polled favor voter ID. Who in America doesn't have an ID for anything? I mean, why? Where is the basis for this? You can't vote unless you have to have an idea as to the way it works. But they want to say there's people out there who are being kept from voting because they don't have an ID. What is that all about? The government will give you an ID.
They know that. This is just a power grab on their part. And what's interesting for the Delta Airlines CEO to criticize the Georgia laws that they're changing, and rightfully so, which moves to voter ID. I think to get on his airplane, I think you have to have a driver's license, a picture. Now, that's not racist. Now, if he's going to say it shouldn't be done in Georgia, then open up his airline where he lets everybody in on a signature that you can't verify. It's ludicrous. But that's out of touch the CEOs are. Marriott, I was at a CPAC convention. They had turned down a convention of conservatives because we were conservative. It's time for we the people to get loud. One thing they can't control is our voice. They cannot control what we say, and they, you know, we've got First Amendment rights. And so, like you said, on the border, we're going to tell them exactly what's happening. We're going to take pictures and videos, and then let the chips fall where they may. But it's simply un-American what's going on.
You know, you mentioned this business about being a loud voice. I don't think people really understand that, because if you take a look at what's happening with the national media today, it certainly is not giving a well-rounded picture of these various issues, the pros and the cons, which are supposed to do. So the only way that your elected representative is going to know where your head is for you to what? Pick up a phone and call, send them an email, or whatever the case is, but the voice of the people is the one that needs to be heard.
That's how the Constitution, that's what it's based on, we the people.
Yeah.
All of your listeners ought to be calling your local reps and ask for increases for law enforcement. Look at the pressure that they're under now. Every agency I know in the 5th District is short of people. Ask for increases. Ask for to see where your tax dollars are going. Ask for the budget. Ask to get a group together. Get with your school board and ask how COVID has affected the budget, where you're going. Hold them accountable. The politicians work for the people, not vice versa. And politicians have forgotten that. And they ought to be thrown out of office. And the only way to do that is have fair elections with voter ID and, not let the Democrat Party and those that have ill intent get by with it.
So here's another topic that really pertains to this restaurant right here and a lot of other employers that I know. They cannot get people to work. They cannot get people to work. This operator will tell you right here at Substation 2 that he is short a half a dozen people at least. And he can't get people to work. Now, we've been sending them checks to get through this pandemic. We started with 600, then we added another 400, then we increased their unemployment insurance, and the list goes on of money for children every month, et cetera, et cetera. Where is this going to end? Who was it? Somebody was in here this morning saying that their unemployed child or something is making $22,000 a year being unemployed. $22,000 a year being unemployed.
You talk to any business in the 5th District, they will tell you that same narrative. I talk with a grading contractor who's had to turn down work. He can't get drivers for the trucks, and he's paying $15 to $22 an hour. I talked to a sheetrock guy this morning. I noticed he was hauling his sheetrock in his truck. Normally, you have it delivered with a boom truck to put it in the house and place it where you want it. I said, why are you carrying it? He said, they can't get drivers to come out to the job site. I mean, talk to any business. And the intent is to make everybody dependent on government. That's the decline of a nation, and that's where you head towards socialism. That's where you head on total dominance by the federal government. And when they start banning people, as they've done, when they start limiting the information we get, we're no different than Venezuela. We're no different from Cuba. We're no different from Russia and other countries.
One other question on this topic. If we're going to pass some form of a multi-trillion-dollar infrastructure bill, where are we going to get the workers to do this work if we can't get them to come out now?
You're not. It's not intended to that. I mean, look, the infrastructure bill is 6% goes for bridges and roads. It goes to the pet projects, light rail as an example, mass transit. It's going to cities that this president has deemed support him. Look at the electric cars that he's putting money toward. I mean, it's all patronized of our taking our tax dollars and getting it to people that support their cause, and they're doling out money. And the analogy I would use is like dropping money from a helicopter. And American people need to be aware of it. But what media source do you go to? I've turned off TV, to be honest with you. One News Network, Newsmax, is great. But you look at the turn on CNN at any time. Turn on MSNBC, CBS. Y'all saw the hit job they did on Governor DeSantis.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're not apologizing for it. I'm fighting back in my own way by not watching them. I'm not going to a Major League Baseball game. I'm not going to a pro football game. If they can't stand for the national anthem, then they're not going to have my money.
Gotcha. All righty. So on that happy note, let's talk about something I know is really near and dear to your heart. And that is what's being proposed in terms of tax hikes. To pay for all of this, I mean, I doubt that it will pay for it, but it is being represented that we need to take the corporate tax rate from 21%.
28 to 28.
To 28. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, it was a 21% rate that brought these companies back to the good old U.S. of A. and created all these jobs and economic activity that we had. Now we want to go back up to 28, which will just, I think, either get them to pass it on and increase prices, or they'll cut back on labor, or they're just going to, you know, go do business somewhere else. So are you optimistic that the president will negotiate that?
No, he's not. He doesn't need the Republicans. He's got a slim majority in Congress, in the House. He's got Kamala Harris breaking the ties in the Senate. It's not going through the regular process of budget, through the budget, through committees. He's discounted us. What he says that he wants Republican buy-in, he really does. No amendments can be offered or will be accepted coming out of Rules Committee. And so, no, he thinks he can spend his way into prosperity, and there's no offsets for any of this new spending. And the sad part about it, look what the $1.9 trillion for COVID, the $2.3 he's talking about for infrastructure, none of this has anything to do with what he's saying that it is. And then compound that with what he did with energy. Every one of your listeners is having a pay cut, because it's not just filling up your car with gas from other countries that don't like us. Every package you get, everything is tied to gas, plane flights, you name it. We all got a pay cut, and it's going to hit this summer, and we're going to be paying $4 to $6 if we can get gas, and I hope I'm dead wrong.
Here was the example I used on the air the other day. You're paying roughly 50 cents more a gallon for gas. If you got a 20-gallon tank, that's 10 bucks a week, right? 10 bucks a week times roughly 300,000 people in York County, that's $3 million a week of economic impact that we're losing because it's going into your tank. And why we canceled the XL pipeline is beyond me. I just don't understand.
Why did we? He had no sympathy for the 11,000-plus people he put out of work. This president has never created a job. He's never had worked in a factory. He's never done anything. So there's a disconnect. That's why he's been in politics for close to half a century.
You got 10 seconds to tell us something good.
Yeah, something good is it's great weather out there. We can get Geico insurance. And we live in a great state and a great business environment. We got to keep it that way, and we got to keep the politicians honest.
United States Congressman Ralph Norman, thank you, and safe travels as you go down there to the Mexican border. We'll be talking to you before you head on back home. Right. Thanks to Austin Livingston for putting that together for us. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Joey has lit up like a Christmas tree over here. He is excited about joining in with the magical formula for how we do fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2. At the count of three, Joey, are you ready?
I'm ready.
One, two, three. Spice, spice, spice.
Guard, guard, guard.
Not bad. Back out. I mean, see you tomorrow on the radio. Bye.